Okay, we're up to Nun Vav Amud Aleph at the bottom. Shavar Yehuda Ksira Shlobrots and Chachomimi. Does Rabbi Yehuda then hold that which they harvested, the grain, before the Omer was Shlobrots and Chachomim? Basman Anshei Richo Kotsnos Nehomer Brots and Chachomim. Anshei Richo used to harvest their grain before the Omer, and it was okay. The Chachamim were masking. We explained yesterday, because the Omer, the only time you can't harvest wheat or grain before the Omer is if you could bring the Omer from that grain. But the people in Yericho lived in a valley, and the grain there isn't superior, it's inferior grain, and you weren't allowed to bring the Omer from that. Since you couldn't bring the Omer from that, you were allowed to harvest it before the Omer. The goat shindeth neho Omer shalobarots and chachamim. However, they heaped it up into stacks, shalobarots and chachamim. Because once they were, dealing with it, were afraid they'd come to eat it. Halo michu biyodim chachamim. However, the chachamim weren't mocha. They didn't like it, but they didn't protest it. Man. Shamisle, the Omer Michu Velo Michu Rabbi Yehuda. Who's the one who mentions whether they protested or didn't protest? In other words, we had two ways of learning what our Mishnah says. Certain were Balratzim Chachamim, certain were Shalom Baratzim Chachamim. That was Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, they all were Shalom Baratzim Chachamim. Except three of them, they were Moche, and three, they weren't Moche. Who's the one who makes the differentiation between whether they were Moche or not? That's Rabbi Yehuda. Uktani kotsim baratzim chachamim. And it says beferish that according to Rabbi Yehuda they were allowed to harvest. That was baratzim chachamim. And it says, well, tameich, even before you ask this question, hani arbo havi. There's four things. There's three, and they mentions four. Harvesting, stacking up, taking peya, korich hashma, and Markiv in the Kovim. There's four things. And it says three. El is Samim Mikan Ksira. It's obviously that Ksira doesn't belong here. And Ksira was done Baratz and Chachon. Not only didn't they protest, it was okay with them. Rashi Man Shamis Le Denoket Lishna De Michu Velo Michu Rabbi Yehudi De Shamis Le Leel Ule Tameich De Sfira Lechlo Chodet Le El Tony Eilu De Eilu Shalom Baratz and Chachon Mitarz Lehi. Even if it would say that it was Beratzon or Shalom Beratzon, forget about Michu, that it's Rabbi Yehuda. Even without Rabbi Yehuda, we have a problem. We have a problem with four things. The Koramis Achrisi Olei, Lifrechei Minei Ubei. Ask the question on this price itself. Don't ask the question because it goes like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds you're allowed to harvest. Diktoni Ashlo Shalom Michu, the Kochoshi Varba. It says three things they weren't Moch, and it mentions four. Markivin, Korchin, Kotsun, the Gochin. Okay. Umatirin Gamzi, Oshel Hektish, Shel Chorovish, Oshel Shikma. Omru, Avosenu, Lohitishu, El Koros. Onu, Natir Gamzi, Oshel Hektish, Shel Chorovish, Oshel Shikma. So what they basically said is the following. Our forefathers were Maktish, the trunks. And they did it because they wanted the wood to be able to be used for Hektish. But the things that grew afterwards, they never were Maktish. So even though they grow on Hektish, they're not Hektish. Right? Ailechora, they grow onto Hektish, it should be Mammon Hektish. So some say that there's no such thing as a Chotzer for Hektish. Hektish can't make Kinyonim like a head you can. Chotzer is Mitam Yad. Hektish has no Yad. Others hold no, the Gizborim of Hektish are the Yad of Hektish. So the chotzer of Hektish, something grows onto Hektish's property, it belongs to Hektish. But there's no me'ila. It doesn't become Kodesh. Kodesh is only if you're machdish it. But if it becomes Kodesh because it happens to be the property of Hektish, that doesn't become Kodesh. So the Maisa, the Rabbanan held, is still an Isser. It's not me'ila. But there's an Isser. It belongs to Hektish. And the Anshei Richo held, doesn't belong to Hektish Bechlau. It's no Isser at all. That's why the Chachamim argued.
What?
No, they held that it wasn't right, but they didn't held it was kedai to be moch. That's all. There's certain times you have to be moch, and certain times you don't have to be moch. No, so they didn't feel that it was enough of a problem, right? They held, okay, they held like this. We hold that there's a gzeira of eating, but to be mocher, not to be mocher. Rashi, Bigdulin Garcinon, Commander Omar, Ein Olivier. Ubigdulin Haboyin Lacher Mikanaskin. We're talking about things that grow on that which originally was hektish. The Sabri, well, Commander Omar, Ein Mila Bigdulin. And they hold that there's no such thing as Me'ila by Gedulin. Me'ila, they held there was no Isser at all. It doesn't belong to Hektish, it belongs to us. But Rabbanan Sabri noid, the Me'ila lack a Isser Me'ika. And the Rabbanan held no. Even though there's no Me'ila, but it's Asser. It could be the reason it's Asser, because it belongs to Hektish. So the Meiser, that was the Machlokis. Command Omer ain't Me'ila by Gedulin, the Sechus Me'ila. Okay. Parts in Protos. Okay, Maisha made a mistake yesterday. David was right. It doesn't say Gago Sehem, it says Gino Sehem. They didn't put holes in their roof and let the fruit fall through. It's a little modern to me also that they had. I thought it doesn't mean the palm trees grew through their house, they grew over the houses. And they made holes in the roof so the fruit, but it's Narishkeit. It doesn't say that. It says Gino Sehem. And the Chiddush is that even though it's like the big first Mishnah in Shabbos, on the outside, the Asher, whatever say, on the and Asher, because to tell me, I think the Rav says there, even though there was Mekayim Tzedakah, it's still Asher. Right? The giving Tzedakah is Matar Isurim. Same thing over here. They had good intentions. They opened their fields, opened their fences, that Aniyim could come in and take this fruit for free, especially in a time of famine. But Lemaisa Tosser, the fruit's Osir, that the Rabbanan held. What's they do? Omer Ula, Omer Abshim Ben Lakish, Machlokis B'Shem Mechabdos, Rabbanan Savri Gazrin Shemiyala V'Yitlosh, V'An Sheyerichel Savri Lo Gazrin Shemiyala V'Yitlosh, Ava B'Shel HaKifin Divri HaKol Mutter. This is the way Rashi learns, this is the following, see Rashi, B'Shem Mechabdos, Machlokis V'An Sheyerichel V'Rabbanan, the Machlokis whether this was Mutter or not, right, between Anshe Yerichu who held it was Mutter, what they did, and the Rabbanon who held it was Asr, B'shem Mechabdos, Kapos Tmorim, Hein Barosh Hadekel, Ukfufo Zuet Zuzuken Kli. The top of the palm tree, there are what's it called, the leaves, the Lulavim. The Lulavim grow from the top of the tree, quite a few of them, before they branch out and become branches, they're a whole, the top of the tree, at the crown, a whole lot of lulavim, and they're very close to each other, and they become like a basket. And when the dates which grow up high come off, so these branches catch them. It's high up in the tree. The tzorich lalos ala dekel and notlan kaisin and shemi yiklos minam mechubaros dahavi ad malacha. So we're afraid that when you climb up to get the ones that already fell off the tree, you're going to Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shekolcho Barosu Malei Olam. You're afraid that the what's it called that the you're going to pull off Shemiyala V'Yitlosh. You're going to go up the tree and you're going to pull off ones that are still connected, because the ones that are off, Rashi seems to say, are okay. It's just the ones that are connected that are the problem. So they were goes are taking the ones that were already disconnected, because maybe you'll pull off some of the connected ones. And that's an Isser Malach. B'shel HaKifim L'mata Minufein. However, down below, closer to the ground, Nofos HaTachtonim, the regular branches of the tree, right? The Lek L'mecha Shlutlish Udein Kan Mechubaros. There, that, the only dates that are down there are the ones that fell down. There's no dates growing there that you could pull off the tree. So it's only what detached ones. So we're not afraid that you'll come and detach them. So Rashi is learning where they fell off on Shabbos itself. Okay, in other words, they were mechubarim before Shabbos, and they fell off on Shabbos. And therefore, we're only afraid. The ones that fell off are okay. We'll see in a second. The ones discussed before, they're muktzah. See why they're not muktzah. But Tosus argues on Rashi.
So Rashi learns, it's again, he's talking ones that fell off on Shabbos. The problem is the higher ones, there's ones connected to the tree and ones detached. We're afraid if you let you take the detached ones, you'll take the connected ones. You'll be over in the Malacha. But the ones that are below, where there's no connected ones, there's only detached, there is no problem. Tosha says, what are you talking about? It's also to climb a tree. Right? Forget about what's it called, the shash of taking off. There's always an also shemi alaviklosh. You're never allowed to climb a tree because you may take off attached things. How are they matter the ones on the bottom? You're mishtamish with the tree. Even if you don't climb the tree. Right? So maybe, okay, we'll make a gzera l'gzera. They didn't make a gzera to take the ones that were, what's it called, that were detached. You didn't have to climb the tree again for fear that you'll climb the tree because climbing the tree is only grab on it. But Tosfos is taking the dates off the tree, even if you don't have to climb it, is mishtamish be'ila. Right? He brings rise that if you have a candle on a tree, you can't take it off. That's called mishtamish be'ila. If you put your hat on a tree, you can't take it off. So you can't put it on the tree either. But you can't even take it off the tree. That's called being mishtamish with the tree. Tosfos learns that it's talking where they fell down completely before Shabbos. And they, what's it called? They fell off the tree. Completely. So, before Shabbos, they became detached completely. And the ones that were originally high up, those are the ones that even though now they're on the ground, they're awesome. And the ones that are originally low down, and now they fell to the ground, where all of its fucking were fell to the ground. The only Tom Tulsa says is, how can you distinguish between which ones fell off before Shabbos, which one were off before Shabbos, and then they fell on the ground on Shabbos or not? Difficult to be able to differentiate, but that's how it's talking. Okay, so Gemara asks, Amar Rava b'hamuktzas ninu. Forget about anything about climbing up the tree and taking off the things. They're muktzah. But when Shabbos came in, according to Rashi, they were connected to the tree, so they weren't fit to eat. According to Tosfos, they were muktzah because you couldn't climb the tree, even though they were detached. Now, Marina tell me, the way Rashi learns, they were fit for ravens to eat when they were connected to the tree. So even though they were connected to the tree, since they were fit for ravens, they're not called muktzah. Where it says, Hashta muchan la'adam lahadi muchan l'kladim. Something that was fit for human consumption when Shabbos came in, but wasn't set aside for animals, and then on Shabbos it became only fit for animals as muktzah. Because it wasn't fit for animals when Shabbos came in. This man, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in Mohais and Avelim, Erev Shabbos, Asura, L'visheinam in Amuchan. Right? That if you have an animal that was, what's it called, not Nevela. Before Shabbos came in, it was a sick animal, but it wasn't Nevela yet. So we're still hoping you could check it and give it to a human being. Right? And Shabbos came in and it died. You can't give it to a dog. Because when Shabbos came in, it was set aside for human consumption. It wasn't set aside for animal food. Now it's set aside for animal food. It's not mina muchen. It's nolad. It's a muktzah. Muchen la'arvin, hadi muchen la'adam. So if muchen la'adam is not considered muchen la'kladim, kosher kein muchen la'arvin is not considered muchen la'adam. The svar is just the opposite of what you're saying. Something that's set aside for human consumption, people don't have in mind. They're going to use it for anything else. And therefore, if it was muchan la'adam when Shabbos came in, but not set aside for animals, and then something happened that made it fit for animals only, it's muktzah. But muchan la'arvin, hadi muchan la'adam. Why call me the chasi le'inish daiti alei? But something that was fit only for animals when Shabbos came in. People also have their mind that if something will happen and it'll become mutter for me, I always have my mind on it. Right? People aren't maksa, they're das from anything that could possibly be human use. But if it's for human use, they take their mind off using it for anything else. Rashi. The Rashi learns, Erev Shabbos, they were connected. They're muktzah because you couldn't take them off the tree. Tosfos learns they were muktzah because you couldn't climb the tree. They were up high. Umuktzah bein hashmashas, muktzah lechol hayom. And once it was muktzah bein hashmashas, it remains muktzah the whole day. The chitay mahoil v'chazu b'mechuber la'ordit, sheyesh lo hagdelus b'sof beisol v'gedula. And here Rashi says that you have to have ravens. But if you personally don't have ravens, then hinachanami, they'd be muktzah. But since you have ravens, and they were fit for the ravens, then it's not muktzah. Tosfos not here. Tosfos holds that muchan la'ordim means that there are ravens around, not that you have to have them. Since it's fit for ravens, conceivably they're not muktzah, even though you personally don't have any ravens. Umotel amidam mipaskel ma'isa, if you have bones that are not fit except for dogs. If you don't have a dog, but there are dogs in the vicinity, they're not muktzah for you either. But if there are no dogs in the vicinity at all, nothing would eat those bones that's in the vicinity at all that you could possibly feed them to on Shabbos, then they're muktzah. The Nevelish Nisnabla b'Shabbos, Hoysa Omedes ben Hashmoshes L'Adam. A Nevela that became a Nevela on Shabbos ben Hashmoshes was still fit for a human being, even though you couldn't shecht it. But Lamaisi had in mind that if somehow, right, you'd be able to shecht it, you'd eat it. So it was set aside for human beings. For lo chashev b'muchen l'gabei klavim, and it's not considered fit for an animal. Now that it's became a Nevela, it's only fit for animals, it's muktzah. Okay. Now, when Ravin came, he said the name of Reish Lakish, just the opposite. The Machlokish is Ben Kifin, the lower ones. The Rabbanan Sabri Muchalard and Lohavi Muchaladim. The Anshe Richo Sabri Muchalard and Havi Muchaladim. The Machlokish is by the lower ones, where, what's it called, where there's no chash that you'll take off the way Rashi learns, the ones that are attached, because there are no attached ones. Then the shaila is only that when Shabbos came in, right, before they fell and got caught low, they were muktzah because they were only fit for ardin. So the anshi richo hold mucham la ardin is mucham la adam. And the chacham held no, mucham la ardin is not mucham la adam. Avo b'shal mechabdos divrei kolosser, gazrin and shemiyal v'iklosh. But the ones up high, where there are attached ones, there everybody holds that we're afraid if we let you take from the detached ones up high, you may come from the take from the attached ones. Rashi? No, Rashi, okay. The notion in Peyeli Eric. Another thing that they did was they took Peya from vegetables. Mar says, the less do Alan Sheirich or this man, the Anshei Richo don't hold of this Mishnah. Klal Omru B'Peda. These are the parameters, these are the conditions of what kind of thing is Chayiv in Peda. Kol Shehu Ochel, it has to be a food that's normally eaten by human beings, and it has to be ready to be eaten. The Chazon Ish points out it has to be an Ochel L'Gabi Meiser, even though Meiser doesn't apply to Peda. But the same rules, when something is chayv and meiser, it has to become onus ha-meisers. It has to grow a certain amount that is considered edible. So peya also is only chayv and peya when it reaches that shear of being edible. The nishmar and people, what's it called, gather it and preserve it. In other words, that's not hefker. They don't. It's not so unimportant that they don't bother to gather it and bring it into the house. The gidulo min haaretz has to be something grows from the ground. The likitoso ka'achas, and has to be something that ripens approximately at the same time. Not that what's it called, figs, that some ripen now, some ripen a week later, but within a few days they ripen together. The Chazon Ish says that's called the likitoso ka'achas. If it's more than a few days, even if the things are all edible at the same time, but some are left on the tree to get good, and some are not yet 100% good. Even though they're all edible, that's called Eim L'Kitosu Kachas. You don't harvest them all at the same time. U'machniso l'kiyum, and you bring it into the house and preserve it. So chayiv b'peyah. All, if it has those conditions, it's chayiv b'peyah. What does that mean? Kol shu ochel, anything that's set aside for eating. Prat v'svichei sitin v'kotza. That excludes wild
plants that are used basically for dyes. They're not used for eating. The cultivated variety people eat. But the wild variety are used, of these things, sitim and kotsa, are used for dyes. So they're not included in peya because they're not basically set aside for eating. The nishmar prat lehefka, something that you watch, not something that's hefka. The gidula min haaretz prat lekmoim upitriel, something that grows from the ground, not mushrooms. The lekitosim ka'achas prat lete'enim, and something that you harvest at the same time, not figs. U'machnisa lekiyum prat leyerek, and something that you save, preserve, not vegetables. Vegetables you eat right away. They didn't have ways of preserving vegetables. They got fashimel. Fruit you could put away. Grain you could put away, not vegetables. So from this it's mashma that everything except vegetables is chayv and peya. But and that's how some Rishonim learn. Tosas Harosh, Tosas Harashba. But from the Rambam and Tosas Rabbeinu Tam say that in our Torah, the only things are chayiv and peya what the Torah specifically says about peya, which is grain, sodeh, and grapes, and olives. Those are the only things that are in our Torah. Everything else is the Rabbanan, except if it doesn't have these conditions. The Rabbanan extended peya to more than grapes, olives, and grain if it fits these conditions. If it doesn't fit these conditions, not even chayiv and the Rabbanan. And others hold that it's chayiv in our Torah for anything that fits these conditions. And if it doesn't fit these conditions, achayiv in the Rabbanan. Rashi, v'nishma sheinu mufker, u'makpinu lav l'shomra. People guard it and watch it. They don't leave it hefker. U'machnisu l'kiyum shemiskayim yomim radim. And at last, you can store it up. You can't store up vegetables. Svichei sitim v'kotza koshin l'achila. They're not readily edible. Like we said, the cultivated varieties people eat, but the wild varieties aren't readily edible. What? Sitis, could be. Sitis, yeah. Aber sitis, the culture, sheinim svichim chosel achila. That's what Rashi says. If they're not svichim, if they're the cultivated varieties, then they're readily edible. Sitis is morika krug. Rashi says, what's the laws? Usually these things are worthless. Perish karkma, safar. Safar. Yeah? Kotza vashra, perish kotza. That's what I'm saying. This is mamish. You know, the Gemara says kotza. Rashi translated it into Old French and says virshra, and the guy on the bottom tells you that's kotza. I knew that was kotza to begin with. I didn't know what kotza was. I didn't know what it is. Tell me another word. Now he tells him, min esav shimimenu osim tseva tchiras. It's an indigo. Maybe it's indigo. So saffron and indigo. So wild saffron people use for the color, for the yellow. They don't use it for eating. And cultivated saffron they use for eating. Kotza, vishra. Te'eno enema vashelas kachas. Figs don't ripen all at the same time. They're constantly ones that are ripening and ones that are not yet ripe. You have to constantly be harvesting the whole summer. Okay. Omra Bihuda Omarav Shulchara, it's a very good Mishnah that there's no such thing as peya for vegetables. Why did Anshe Yericho take peya off of vegetables? So Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Hacha Barashe Lifto Saskina. It's talking about the heads of turnips. Their argument is, if the things are preserved, but not because of themselves, because of something else. Marsover Machniso Lakium Ayodavarachar Shmekium, or Marsover Lo Shmekium, Rashi. Rashi with those Ale Halefis Machnis and also Lakim Aidea Imos. The turnip has the bulb and it has the leaves. The leaves really you would not store up. If you cut off the leaves off the turnip, they wouldn't be stored. They would eat, eaten too. Right? It's like horseradish has the leaves you could eat, and you can eat the horseradish. There's other, a lot of other things like that. Beets or whatever. So the leaves, if you cut them off, they wouldn't stay. And you couldn't preserve them. But if you don't cut them off the bulb, then you can preserve the bulb plus the leaves. So they took paya from the leaves of the turnip, not just from the turnip. The turnip taka was preserved, but the leaves not. So the shaila was, since if you don't take the leaves off the turnip, you can preserve the leaves too. They held you should take paya. And the Rabbanan held no, that it has to be something that you preserve in itself, not you preserving it because of the bulb. Everybody agrees that you take paya from the bulb of the turnip. The machlokas was only, do you take paya from the leaves or not?